VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge.
So then I was like, Bill, what's your problem? I got them on sale for 12,000 NT.
Wait, you spent how much on shoes?
What's up, VoiceTubers? Leela here. Today, we're talking about the stuff that makes the world go round. Money. To be more specific, how much things should or could cost. How much would you spend on a pair of shoes? The friends at the beginning of today's episode had very different opinions on the answer to that question. Here's another one for you. How much should a mango cost? What if it were a really special mango? If you haven't watched it yet, check out today's video and find out how much high-end mangoes can go for in Japan. It sure blew my mind. All right, let's get to the sentence of the day. These days, high-end fruits have also become a prized gift in Japan for formal or even business occasions. Here are some pronunciation tips to keep in mind. These. The S is pronounced as a Z. These. These. Business is the same way. Business. Business. For formal, the intonation for the word for should go down, whereas formal should go up since they sound so similar. For formal. For formal. Here's the sentence of the day one more time, a little more slowly. These days, high-end fruits have also become a prized gift in Japan for formal or even business occasions. Let's check out some vocabulary from the sentence. High-end, adjective. It means intended for people who want very good quality products and who do not mind how much they cost. For example, Sharon had to smarten up her wardrobe once she started working at that high-end salon. Prized. Adjective. It means considered valuable and important. For example, whatever you do, don't touch Dan's model trains. They're his most prized possessions. Last word, formal. Adjective. It means public or official. For example, we're only having immediate family at the rehearsal dinner, but everyone will be at the formal ceremony. When it comes to spending money, everybody has a different idea of what's appropriate and what's overkill. But at the end of the day, as long as we're fortunate enough to have all of our basic needs met, money is just a number. I think it's a means to an end, not an end itself. For me, that end is motorbikes. Oh man, if I told you how much money I've spent on motorbikes over the years, you might think I was crazy. But motorbikes are how I buy groceries, how I get to work, how I travel on holiday, and how I connect with friends. Motorbikes are life. Besides, what else am I going to spend my money on? Mangoes? I'm allergic. That wraps it up for today's episode. Be sure to record your sentence. And hey, comment below with something you were told you were crazy for spending your money on. See you next time.